Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
I've found that there are different times and seasons that we go through in life. There are good times, there are bad times, there's easy times, there's difficult times. All types of thought processes that we go through when we go through these times. And the book of Ecclesiastes tells us about different times. It says, for every time there's a season, right? For everything there's a season. A time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to harvest. A time to kill. A time to heal. A time to tear down. A time to build up. A time to cry. A time to laugh. A time to grieve. A time to dance. But David gives us an additional piece of information in Psalm 34:1. And he said, no matter if you're having a high moment or a low moment, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
That's right.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So no matter what David was going through, he was setting a model for us. He was showing us a principle that whatever season, whatever time that you're going through, that we can bless the Lord at all times. So there's this powerful key that we see in David's life called gratitude. At all times, whether in good times, he said, I will be grateful. So what season are you in right now? Maybe you're in an easy season. Maybe you're in a difficult season. Maybe you're in a great season. Maybe you're in a terrible season. Maybe you're in an in-between season. I want to talk to you, and this series, this next series that we're starting is called At All Times. At All Times. It's learning to step into that type of thought process, that mental framework that David had that said, I will bless the Lord at all times. So I'm going to have a generous attitude. I'm going to have a grateful attitude at all times. In the best moments, in the worst moments, grateful. And David knew how to do it, how to bless God. He did it with declaration. He did it with song. He did it with poetry. Whatever it was, he sustained a position of gratitude before the Lord, no matter how or what season he was in. When he was a shepherd, he was grateful. When he was in the field alone, he was grateful. When he was acknowledged, he was grateful. When he was overlooked, he was still grateful. When he was a hero, he was grateful. When he was an outlaw, he was still found a way to be grateful in every season. So gratitude will unlock powerful success in your life. The name of the series is At All Times. Somebody say that with me. At all times. But we have to watch what's in our mouth, right? Is it praise? Is it gratitude for what God has done for you? Or is it something else? Is it negativity? Is it pessimism? There's so many things that we could have in our mouth, but it's important that we have the right thing there. It's important that we have gratitude. What declaration, what conversation is in your mouth? I want my declaration, I want my conversation to be the right thing, the right declarations and conversations. Psalm 19:14. David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Let my mental framework be that's acceptable. Let the things that are coming out of my mouth, it's not just anything just flying out of my mouth. I want for that to be intentional. We all have conversations with friends, with family, with ourselves, right? We have conversations with ourselves. We have conversations with God. So I want to evaluate my conversations. I want to evaluate the words that are coming out. That these declarations and conversations please the Lord. And which ones please the Lord and which ones don't. There are declarations that please the Lord, conversations that please the Lord, and ones that don't. So it's the evaluation that we do on our lives and the evaluation that we do on our words. We all have statements that we make, right? When people are around, when people are not around. What statements are those? Is that generating gratitude in your life, or is it generating something else? How important is this for us to make the right statements and have the right conversations, and that that line up with gratitude? What we confess holds more power than you think. What I confess over myself, what I confess over my family, what I confess over my wife, what I confess has great weight. This is what Paul said in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So a confession is so important that it's half of what it is to be saved. A confession. So think about all the other confessions that you make during the day. Think about all the words that are coming out of your mouth. What are they doing? Your confession has eternal consequence, right? It has eternal weight to it. It has a bearing on your direction in life. When I confess things, even if nobody's around, what I'm confessing has weight. Look at somebody who says, what I'm confessing has weight. So what are you confessing? Are they words that will elevate you or words that will keep you down? Because words are like different paths. Different paths. You can take all kinds of different paths in life. And when we start saying things, we begin to pave that path. There's power in our words, power to create. Power to create a path. And we build on that path with gratitude.
That's right.
Right? I want to take the path of gratitude. I want to use my words to create gratitude. Or I could use my words and create a path of negativity. There's power in your words. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of your tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. So I'm building a path with my tongue. I'm building a path with my words every day. And I want to tell you how powerful that path can be if that is a path of gratitude. We choose what we want to build. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
One of the smartest men, Solomon, said death and life is in the power of our words. Correct. And we eat the fruit of those words every day. It's like when we're talking, we're planting trees, right? And then we eat the fruit from those trees. The more that I talk, the more that I'm creating things around myself. I'm creating plants. I'm creating trees that I'm going to eat from. We eat the fruit of our words. Think about that for a second. You are eating the fruit of the words that you planted in another season. Those words grew up, and now they're nourishing you. How are they nourishing your soul? Are they nourishing you, or are they poisoning you? We eat the fruit of our words. Those words become trees. Those words begin to nourish or poison us, because there's power there. God created the world with his words, and we are creating every day, whether we realize it, we're creating with our words. We are created in the image and the likeness of God, and he created, and we, on a smaller scale, are creators as well, all the time creating. So what world are you creating for yourself? What path are you creating for yourself? What words are you planting around that will nourish and that you will eat the fruit of? Will it be words of gratitude, or will it be words that are self-centered? So many times I look around and see people that they can't break through themselves. They see so much of themselves and they don't see the world around them. People that have needs, it's all about them. I want to tell you, in our culture, it's easy to get self-centered. Whether it's a self-centeredness that's very obvious, or it's a more subtle self-centeredness where we are talking about ourselves. Oh man, this happened to me.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened to me. I guarantee you there's some other people that negative things have happened to them as well. What about them? Are you praying for them? Are you thinking about how you might be an answer to someone else's prayers? God created the world with his words. What are we creating with our words? Are they gratitude? God, thank you. I'm going to bless the Lord even in this difficult season. God, I'm going to bless the Lord because I just got this promotion. God, I'm going to bless the Lord even though I just got laid off. God, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. What type of world do you want to create? I'm serious. What type of world do you want to create? Go home and think about that as you spend time throughout the week. Meditate on this. What type of world do I want to create? And when words come out of your mouth, say, do I want to create a world with those words in it? And we understand that before the words ever get out of our mouth, there's the mind. The mind is the birthing place for the words that we speak. Before the word ever comes out in a thought, it's important what I'm filling my mind up with. Because whatever I meditate on, whatever I fill my mind up with, will overflow on my lips. Right? Luke 6:45, Jesus said, what you say flows from what is in your heart. So if you think about it long enough, it's very likely some iteration of that is going to come out of your mouth. If you're meditating on that all day, guess what? It's probably going to come out of your mouth. If you meditate on that for an hour or two, guess what? That's going to somehow, it's going to leak into your conversation. Why? Because what you say flows from what is in your heart. If gratitude is not in your heart, it will not be on your lips. If you're not meditating on gratitude, gratitude is not going to come out. It's just not going to come out automatically. People that are grateful, they wake up and they, at the beginning of the day, they start rehearsing gratitude. Some of the most successful people at the beginning of the day, they rehearse gratitude. Some of the most powerful people in the spirit, when they wake up in the morning, they're rehearsing gratitude. Some of the most effective people in life are people that wake up and they rehearse gratitude. Our conversation, before it was ever a conversation, was a thought in our mind. Before the world came into existence, it was a thought in God's mind. Before something is spoken first, it's thought of. Before we have conversations, we create things with our words. First, we have thoughts in our minds. Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. Not just the words, but the meditations, right? Because the meditations become the words. So these two things are very important. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. One of the greatest things, one of the most acceptable things to God is what? Gratitude. Thank you, God, for what you've done. God, I know there's some things that I'm still believing for. I know there's some things that are difficult in my life, but I want to stop and say thank you for the things that are good. I want to stop and say thank you for the things that are right. Yeah, there's still some things that are broken. There's still some things that are out of place. There's still some things that I'm trying to land. But God, I want to say thank you for the things that are going well in my life. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. It's not just the words. We have to backtrack. What are the thoughts that are producing the conversations and the statements? What am I meditating on? The world didn't create meditation. I want to break this information to you. God created meditation a long time ago. I want to give you Psalm 1:2. It's talking about a righteous person, what a righteous person should do. What should a righteous person do? David tells us they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. So it's not the type of meditation where you're emptying your mind. No, it's the meditation where I'm filling my mind with the Word of God so I can be thinking about that throughout the day. Day and night, I want to be pondering some aspect of what God wants to do in my life, about some type of command that God has given me, something that is going to spiritually elevate me and elevate me in life that God has given me. So I'm meditating. David said they delight in the law of the Lord. They delight in the words of God, and they're meditating on that stuff day and night. Meditation will change your conversation. If you want to change the way that you think, and you want to change the way that you speak, and you want to change the way that you converse with people, change what you meditate on. It will absolutely impact your life in such a profound way. Get up, get some scriptures, and start to think about those scriptures throughout the day. Say, God, what is it that you want to say to me? You know, say a prayer. Begin to meditate on God. Meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on what God has done for you. Meditate on the thankfulness that you have for God. Meditate on these things. Scripture says, if there's any good thing to think on these things. And so I'm beginning to recondition myself, right? This is what me and Pastor Karim were talking about, reconditioning the mind. Just as you can recondition your body, going to the gym, working out, and eating healthy, guess what? You can recondition your mind by meditating on the things of God, right? Paul said in Romans 12, 2, he said, don't conform to the way of the world any longer, but be transformed by the what? The renewing of your mind. We're conditioning our mind to operate at a higher level, right? It's like we're putting a new operating system in there, we're putting new programming in there that we can do things that we weren't able to do before. I'm meditating on the things of God. Meditation will change your conversation. What am I meditating on? The Word of God, the things of God, the promises of God. David says the righteous has formed this habit of meditating on the words of God day and night. When the things of God become a constant meditation for us, it will completely change our conversation. Consistent meditation on the things of God, on the promises of God, on the Word of God. It will change your life. What would happen if God became your consistent meditation? How would it change your perspective about life? How would it change your perspective in your circumstances? Paul meditated a lot on the things of God, and he said, I found a way to be content at all times, in all seasons, right? I've had a little, I've had a lot, but I still have this sense of joy. I still have this sense of fulfillment in life. Why? Because of what he was meditating on. How else can you have that type of perspective that in a jail cell you could write the words rejoice? And again, I say rejoice. Because he was meditating on something else that other people weren't meditating on. His perspective for life was even better than the guards that were holding him captive. When we meditate on God, our heart becomes full of thanksgiving. If you want to elevate your conversation, elevate your meditation. Think about how your life can be enhanced by spending more time of your day thinking about God, studying His Word, listening to His Word on audio, praying to God, rehearsing the things that God has done for you or that God has promised you. That type of meditating brings you into a place and a position of faith that will transform your circumstances. When we meditate on God, our hearts become full of thanksgiving. When we meditate on the things that God has done, we become thankful and full of faith. When we meditate on the promises of God, we become overwhelmed by gratitude. When we think about what Jesus did on the cross, we can't help but say thank you. There is power in meditating on Him. Listen, we all reside somewhere on the spectrum of gratitude or entitlement. Gratitude or entitlement, somewhere on the spectrum. Where are you today? Where do you want to be? What would happen in your life if you opened yourself up more to gratitude? What could happen? What do you think God could do through gratitude, through a grateful perspective on life? The Apostle Paul said it this way in Philippians 4:11. He said, "For I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is a full stomach or an empty stomach or plenty or little." For I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. We could substitute this word contentment for gratitude. Paul was saying, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for how God has brought me this far. And I've been through seasons where I've had a lot. And I've been through seasons where I've had a little. Paul had seasons where he was celebrated. Paul had seasons where they ran him out of the city. Times when he was a hero. Times when he was thrown in jail. Times when he was shipwrecked. Sometimes when he got to preach the gospel to a lot of people. He was beaten, he was stoned, but he was also given the privilege to write some of the greatest books that we still read today that inspired generations to accept Christ. We go through tough times and we go through great times, but can we be thankful in every season? I like what David said. I like it. I will bless the Lord. All times, I'll be thankful to the Lord. I'm going to say something good about God at all times.
Correct.
It's going to be constantly in my mouth. What would happen if you operated from a place of gratitude? What would happen if you operated from a greater place of thanksgiving? What would happen if you began to meditate more on God, on His Word, on His promises over your life? What would happen? I believe God wants to open up a great door of opportunity, great doors of opportunity, for those that will use the key of gratitude. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every person that's here. God, we go through different times and we go through different seasons. Some seasons we're stressed, we're worried, we're anxious. Other seasons we're great. We're living on top of the world. Some are difficult seasons. Some are easy seasons. But God, I thank you that in every season you can teach us to be grateful. In every season you can teach us to be thankful. God, I thank you. I thank you for helping us see things through the lens of gratitude. God, help us see how that we can be elevated by a grateful heart, a grateful perspective. And as we go throughout this month, God, let us not just eat a bunch of food, but God, let us fill our hearts with gratitude. As heads are bowed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus. I need to reconnect with Him. I need that. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I really ever said yes to Jesus in a real way. If either of those are you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are. Amen. 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 There's something about saying yes to Jesus that changes everything. The most important decision that we ever make is the decision to say, yes, Jesus, I want to do it your way. Yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this prayer, you can say this with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for laying down your life so I could have a life. Jesus, I'm sorry for all the sins, all the mistakes I've made. Forgive me. Give me a fresh start. Apply what you did on the cross to me. I need you to guide me. I'm asking you to lead me. I want to live a life that pleases you. I want to live a life that pleases God. Help me do that. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.